One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed, by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in the library.
Claudia's invited us to go to the Sky Ranch this weekend, Henry.
Hey.
Well, she's on the phone. What'll I tell her?
Does she have to know right this minute?
Claudia, I'll call you back. Your father is weighing it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Take Alka-Seltzer for headache relief. You'll find that's really good advice, friends, and I hope you'll try it. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer next time a headache makes you miserable. Once you do discover how Alka-Seltzer can help you, you'll never be without it in your home. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. Since Alka-Seltzer is in solution when you take it, it's ready to go to work instantly. That's why Alka-Seltzer brings such fast relief. Again, I want to say, try it. Yes, whenever you have a headache, get relief from your discomfort in a hurry. Drink a glass of Alka-Seltzer. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore. Chapter 23, Book 85. Henry Barber comes up to the house from his garden, where he has spent the afternoon puttering in his flowers. At the back door, he stops to look out pridefully at the neat beds, the well-trimmed bushes, and the ordered pathways leading down to the seawall, which is just beginning to cast a shadow from the late afternoon sun. Truly a rewarding sight. He smiles with satisfaction, carefully wipes his shoes on the doormat, and goes into the house. From the hallway, he hears Fanny's voice in the library. He comes in and finds her talking on the telephone.
Well, it sounds perfectly wonderful. Just a minute, Claudia. Your father just came in. I'll ask him.
Huh?
Claudia wants to know if we wouldn't like to drive up to Sky Ranch with her this weekend. Nicholas is up there, and she plans to take Joan and Penny up.
Yes.
Well, she's waiting, Henry. What'll I tell her?
Does she have to know right this minute?
Hold on, Claudia. Your father can't seem to make up his mind.
Tell her we'll talk it over, Fanny, and call her later.
Claudia, let me phone you this evening. Yes, he's weighing it.
Ooh.
All right, my dear. I'm so glad to hear about Joan. I felt it would work out all right. I will. Goodbye.
Yes? What about Joan?
Claudia had a very satisfying talk with Joan. They've ironed out everything about the apartment. Claudia says she no longer has any misgivings whatever about it.
What did Joan have to say?
I didn't ask, Henry. But Claudia seems perfectly happy about Joan living alone now.
Ooh.
Don't you think it'd be nice if we did go to the Sky Ranch? Claudia's just been talking to Nicholas on the telephone. He says it's perfectly beautiful up there.
Yeah, it might be pleasant. I'd like to see what Nicholas has been doing with the place the past few weeks.
Then shall I tell Claudia we'll go?
We'll see, Fanny.
See what?
My dear, I just can't pick up and leave without thinking it over. I have things to do.
You haven't a thing in the world to do that can't wait.
Yeah?
Well, will you tell me what could be so urgent that you couldn't get away for a couple of days?
For one thing, there's been some erosion down by the seawall, and I want to fill in and do some planting there.
Arnie Gans can take care of that.
I'd feel better if I'm here to see that it's done right.
I don't understand you, Henry.
Yeah?
You've been saying that you've been wanting to get up to Sky Ranch for a month now. When the chance comes, you won't go.
I didn't say I won't go. I'm going to think about it. I'll try to arrange it.
All right.
It won't be any great tragedy if we don't go. After all, it's only a question of a short time now before we'll be going up there for the summer.
Very well, Henry.
Yes, we'll discuss it after dinner.
And you'd better go get cleaned up. We'll be eating before too long now.
The boys home?
Well, Paul came in a bit ago, but Clifford hasn't got home yet.
Yes. Did Claudia say that Joan was going to the Sky Ranch?
Well, she's hoping Joan will be able to go. She's not absolutely sure. Why?
Since she got that apartment, she seems to have lost interest in what's going on around her home and the Sky Ranch and everything else.
I just got through telling you that Claudia
hello,
said...
Hello.
Oh, there's Clifford now. We were just wondering about you.
Hello, me.
Oh, did you have a hard day, Clifford?
Hi, Mom. Hello, Dad.
How are you, my boy?
Well, I'm feeling kind of set up tonight.
Huh?
Let me get the weight off these tootsies of mine. Oh, yeah, that's better.
Did you say you were feeling set up about something, Clifford?
Yeah, Mom. You were looking at a man who has been promoted.
Huh?
Why, how nice.
Yes, sir. The firm of Brown and Tedler's finally come to realize my worth.
They gave you a raise?
No. They haven't realized my sterling attributes to that extent. But you see, Brown & Taylor operates on a theory that change should be gradual, particularly a change in pay.
But you have been promoted.
Well, I'm using the term loosely, as it were, but I suppose you could call it a promotion.
This just happened today?
Yep. Starting Monday, I'm going to be in men's clothes one or two afternoons a week. You know, till I kind of get the hang of the department.
Then you won't be selling neckties anymore?
Oh, sure. I'm still with the cravats, but that's why I say this isn't much of a promotion. But if they like me as a suit salesman after they try me out there for a while, I think there's a good chance I might be put in that department permanently.
Why, Clifford, I think that's just wonderful.
That'll pay more, will you?
Dad, in time. But the important thing is I'll be branching out, learning more about the business. You see, if you get to know woolen, stuff like that, a guy can work up to be a buyer, and you get a job like that, you got something. Those buyers get to travel all over. Brown and Taylor are always sending somebody to Europe. See, they sell a lot of imported goods, stuff from England, Scotland, everywhere. Well, it wouldn't be bad, would it? Traveling all over the world, all expenses paid. Those fellas go first class, too.
You'd be perfect for that sort of thing. You get along with people so well. Isn't that exciting, Henry?
Well, of course, it'll probably take me a long time before I'll be in a position to do it.
Yes, but you have something to look forward to down there now.
Yeah, been thinking about it all the way home. Counting my chickens before they hatch, maybe, but it doesn't hurt a fella to dream a little, I guess.
If that's what you want, I'm sure you'll get it one of these days.
Well, we see what happens, Mom. Anyway, I feel on top of the world tonight.
I don't blame you, and I'm so happy for you.
Paul home?
Yes, he's up in his studio.
Well, I want to run up and see him for a minute. I won't be home for dinner, Mom.
Oh?
Sorry to tell you this late.
It's all right, Clifford. We're just having some leftovers this evening anyway.
Okay. I'll see you before I go. Got to talk to Paul.
He's going up to see Paul, he said. Henry, I think you might have shown a little more enthusiasm about Clifford's promotion.
I was listening, Fanny. I was interested in what he had to say.
I know, my dear. But I think it might be nice if you told him how wonderful you think it is.
Naturally, I'm pleased that he's making progress, but this isn't exactly something that I feel called upon to exult over. Don't you think it might be wiser to withhold too much praise until he's actually been established in this suit department? Still has to prove himself, you know.
Well, you haven't any doubt that he'll make good at it, have you? Clifford certainly has intelligence enough to sell a suit of clothes, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I'm not questioning that. As a matter of fact, he has too much intelligence to be doing that sort of work at all. Why, he has the capacities for something far better.
I certainly won't argue with you about that. But, of course, if he gets to be a buyer and is able to travel, I think he'd be very happy doing that.
My dear, I don't like to disillusion you, but the possibility of that is remote. Very remote indeed.
Why?
The first place, it takes years and years of experience in the business before a person is qualified to be a buyer. Buyer has to know the value not only of goods, but of money, and that's one thing I'm afraid Clifford never will learn. Money to him is just something to spend. No, if I were you, I wouldn't raise my hopes.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, I'm glad he has such an optimistic viewpoint about things.
He's probably up there telling Paul all his plans for world travel when he's a buyer and all the places he's going to visit in Europe.
Wouldn't that be great, Paul, taking off for England or Scotland or France about every 3 months?
Yeah, sounds great, Cliff.
Hey, why don't you come down next week and let me fit you out with a smart new suit? Get some new clothes. You might get interested in going out once in a while instead of sitting up here reading all the time.
Well, where do you want me to go?
Find a girl. Oh, gosh, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have Toots. We have more fun all the time. I'm taking her out to dinner tonight, and I'm going to shoot the works. Celebrate my big promotion. It doesn't take much for us to find an excuse to celebrate. And if things go wrong, we go out and forget it. If something good happens, we celebrate.
You can't lose either way, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, hey, by the way, old boy, how's my credit with you?
Well, your credit with me is 100%. Why shouldn't it be? You don't owe me anything.
Okay. How about a slight touch? I need a little to swing this party this evening.
Oh. Well, how much you want?
Could you spare about 25 bucks? You got that much on you?
I think so. Just a second. Let me look into this battered old wallet of mine.
This is a short time loan. Guarantee you'll have it back no later than the first.
Well, I'll give you an extension if you're pressed. Here you are.
Thanks a lot, Paul. I may even have this back for you by the end of the week. I got some money coming from Tut's school. Tried to get it from them last night, but they stole me. I'm going to ask Jack to see if he can collect it for me. It amounts to almost 50 bucks.
Why, how do you have money coming from Tut's school?
Well, I paid her tuition in advance for her, and she paid the first 2 weeks herself, and then when the next installment came due, I put it up for her. They can't keep that money as long as she isn't going there anymore.
Oh, what do you mean? Has Toots quit the school?
Oh, yeah. She decided last night it was just too tough. It was getting the poor kid down. I think she did right. You can't work all day the way she does and then go to night school. She's going to study at home by herself for a while. And she has started to read, Paul. I took her those books you let her have, you know.
Does she like any of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she told me to tell you she's crazy about them.
Oh, good. What kind of thing does she like best? I'll try to get together some more like it.
Well, I'll ask her. I don't think she's got very far into the ones you sent yet.
Oh. Well, you let me know when she's ready for some more, huh?
Okay, thanks. Of course, when you get right down to it, I don't think Toots is cut out for reading or stenography, stuff like that.
No?
No. You might not believe this, but she's really more the domestic type.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Friends, when a hectic day makes you feel like this...
Oh, this has been an awful day. Everything went wrong. I'm just exhausted. I'm so tired, and now I have to hurry up and get dinner. I don't know how I'll ever do it.
Well, try this. Drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how soon you feel better.
Alka-Seltzer?
That's right. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its sparkling, alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. And listen, here's something else. To help you rest better and wake up feeling better, drink another glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of nervous tension and hard work. Try it, won't you?
Well, I certainly will. Alka-Seltzer right now, or whenever I've had a work-weary day, and Alka-Seltzer again before I go to bed. That's a good idea.
You bet it is. So remember, friends, when a hectic day tires you out, relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Here's the family again.
Paul.
Yeah?
Don't get the idea that Toots isn't interested in improving herself just because she quit that night school. You don't think that, do you?
No.
Good. Of course, she is a lot like me about starting things and not finishing them, but we're working on that.
Don't take chances that your food furnishes all the vitamins you need. Take care of yourself. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Then you can be sure that lack of vitamins won't rob you of your normal pep and energy, make you feel and look dull and below par. Don't take chances with unknown or little-known vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins are low in cost, yet you can't buy finer quality vitamins no matter what you pay for them. Insist on the genuine one-a-day multiple vitamins with the big one on the blue package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Young Attorney at Home, Chapter 24, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.